Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist. What is something you think is overrated?
Mansions.
You like a cozy home.
Hard agree.
I don't know why anybody needs all those rooms. It's just more rooms that like an intruder could be in.
Right.
Absolutely. Let's be honest. Oh,
if you have a mansion, how do you know that it's empty?
Yeah.
When you're in there alone.
Exactly.
Because you're alone.
And like maybe if you had like 30 people that lived in your house, you need 30 rooms. But otherwise, why do you need all those rooms?
Mm. Nobody needs them.
No.
Yeah.
It's to put space between you and the spouse that you despise.
Yeah, and in which case, get a condo. Get your own.
Get two condos.
Yeah!
Is this something you're experiencing right now?
I've been sitting in my mansion, and I'm like, why do I need all these rooms? Like, why do I need a movie theater here? Like, I can go to another place to see a movie. I don't know. No, not at all. I do just think about that. Like, once this career of being a drag queen that talks about ghosts for a living really takes off, and it's time to buy a mansion, should I or should I give it all to people that need it?
Well, you should buy a haunted one.
Yes.
That feels right.
Yeah.
A haunted mansion.
I was going to say.
Because then it's kind of occupied.
Yeah, there you go. Roommates.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I do feel like the bigger the house, the spookier it is if haunted, unless it's like a modern, like ugly monstrosity.
Well, the best ghost mansion is the Winchester Mystery House.
Right.
That will not be surpassed.
Yeah.
And that's got a lot of rooms.
A lot.
But they're to confuse the ghosts somehow. But it just seems like it's more places for the ghosts to go.
That's right.
Yes.
But it was built, she built it continuously to like confuse ghosts. And there's like doors that open to nowhere. So the ghosts will be like, whoa.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
The ghosts will fall and break their necks
or something.
But also
like, are these ghosts that can't walk through walls?
I don't think, I don't know.
She had a very specific set of rules in mind as she was building the... Right.
These are things that I talk about on my podcast, Ghosted by Roz Dress for Less, available everywhere. We talk about things like this. Like, I don't know what ghosts can do and can't do. And, you know, people always think like, oh, when you die, like, that's the outfit you're going to wear for eternity. But, like, I don't know if that's true. Like, I'm always just
also,
trying to,
like,
figure these out.
Do you appear to others as yourself when you die or perhaps as your younger self? And if your younger self, how is that chosen? What incarnation of you it is? Yeah. What if you were a ghost baby, even if you died as an adult?
Oh, man.
Okay, someone just sent me a story about this guy. Okay, I think the story was his grandpa had visited him, like, as a full body apparition spirit, wearing this suit jacket, this tux jacket that he had the grandpa had gifted this guy that wrote to me. Mm-hmm. So he had the jacket, like, in his closet, but he saw his grandpa wearing that jacket. So it's like, can clothes be a ghost even if it's not, like, the clothes aren't dead and buried in the ground? I'm real confused.
Yeah,
I've got
there's
so
a lot.
Many questions.
There's a lot of questions for this guy's dead grandpa.
Your search history may be about the secret life of Alex Mack, but my search history is going to be, can clothes be a ghost after this episode? Because that is a great question.
Totally.
So we were talking before we started recording. Are you a believer in the paranormal?
Totally. I think it's just fun. Like, I don't know. I don't take my life too seriously. I wear huge wigs for a living. I'm just someone that likes to have a good time, you
know?
It
would be, like, funny if you were like, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Ghosts?
I know. That's where I draw the line. But, yeah, I think it's fun just to believe that anything is possible. Why not while we're here?
Right.
You know? And I think I've heard a lot of people that don't believe in ghosts that listen to my show, and they just enjoy listening to people that believe what they're saying. When they talk about these experiences, they truly believe it happened.
Right.
And whether you believe it or not, like, it's a reason we watch horror movies. It's like, we just enjoy listening to people being spooked.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
scared right now.
Even people who say, like, I wouldn't say I believe in ghosts, like, actively, but I am still scared of them. Like, I'm scared,
isn't
spooked out by creepy ghost stories.
I had to explain the concept of a ghost to an 8-year-old whose family is, like, not at all religious.
Ooh.
So, you know, I told her that I had dug up a dead dog in my yard, which is true. I found the bones of a dog.
Oh, my God.
That somebody had buried. I mean, this house is extremely old, so, you know, and they're just bones, and there's not that many of them, but... you know, she was like, what did you do with the bones? And I was like, well, you know, I'm going to rebury it so that its spirit could be at peace or whatever. And she was like, what's a spirit? And I was like, it's a ghost. And she was like, well, a ghost can't, like, do anything. So could a ghost dog bite you? And I was like, I guess not. And she was like, then who cares?
Right.
The corporeality and, you know, the difference between, like, a flesh body and a spirit body. These were all, like, very new concepts to her.
Yeah,
she was like, how does it haunt you if it can't touch you? And I was like, in your mind.
I know. That's like, it's one of these things where no one knows the answers. So, I mean, all you can do
especially not dumb kids.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. You can just speculate what things are, but I just have so many questions all the time. And it's just, I don't know, it's fun. I just think it's fun.
Are you a horror fan?
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're having a good moment right now. There's, like, a lot of horror movies coming out.
Yeah, I feel like it's starting to vary up. I used to wonder, like, why there weren't horror movies set in the city. They were always set in, like, the suburbs and, like, rural. And I think that's, like, true of America, and maybe that's because that's where most of, like, the evil shit in American history was done, was, like, on farms and, like, in the woods against Native Americans or something, like, deep in the history. Whereas, like, British horror movies often take place in the city, but I thought
they were all on the moors.
Yeah, maybe they are.
I thought the ghosts hung out on moors mostly.
But, like, there aren't that many haunted beaches in U.S. horror, are there?
That you know of.
Right.
Yeah. I kind of think every beach is haunted. A lot of people die in the ocean.
Oh, could you imagine you're swimming and a ghost grabs your leg?
Absolutely. I imagine it.
That's why I don't go in the water.
Yeah.
That's why I do go in the water.
Ooh. You
like,
never
get filled
know.
Up by a ghost.
Yeah. I mean, we even have stories of people having sex with ghosts. So, like, we've had it on my podcast.
Kind of a lot of people have sex with ghosts.
It turns out, yeah.
I think that was Dan Aykroyd's original idea for Ghostbusters.
I did read that.
The blowjob scene seems like it's like completely tacked on and stupid to us, but like his initial idea was like, what if I got blown by a ghost? Yeah. Like everyone's like, whoa. Okay.
Premise, I get blown by a ghost.
Right.
It's called Nutbusters. And then
Ghost Blowers.
Let's revamp this for children.
It was initially called Ghost Smashers, and then they called it Ghostbusters. To make room for the nut busting puns, probably. All right, guys, let's talk about The Bachelorette. Speaking of punching down, so we're gonna bring in super producer Anna Hosnier, our Bachelorette
specialist, expertise,
because this is what we're talking about. I don't want to lie. I don't want to say that this is what is being talked about in the Daily Zeitgeist writers' room when super producer Anna Hosnier gets in the morning. She and
very late. I'm always
super
late.
Super producer DJ Danil are talking about The Bachelorette and what happened. And it seems like there was some big news.
You guys, this is devastating for all of us, obviously. You know, current front runner, we still have a little bit of time to go, but potentially top fiver, Jed Wyatt, turns out he had a girlfriend this whole time.
Mm.
Devastating. So,
How do we know that he had a girlfriend?
Because the girlfriend felt wronged and sold her story to People Mag, as you do. When you want to come for your reality TV boyfriend.
As you do.
Yeah.
So he is like making it through the gauntlet of Bachelorette candidacy.
Yeah, so he's a singer-songwriter from Nashville.
Okay.
And he apparently told this girlfriend that he's going on the show because it'd be good for his career. It's huge. The amount of attention it'll bring him. And I guess she was like, all right, babe, like,
right.
I believe you, which is like, oh, honey, this is a bad, this is no, never date a guy who's going to go on a reality show specifically about falling in love and expect them to come back and honor your relationship. It's just not going to work out. So it's just very devastating because he was a fan favorite.
Mm.
You know, he was always very, he's very charismatic. He seemed like down to earth, like he would make fun of himself. He didn't seem like he took himself too seriously. And now this is a blow. This is a blow to Bachelor Nation.
Maybe he wasn't taking that relationship very seriously.
No, clearly not. Because apparently when he came back, he ghosted her.
Oh.
And that's when she was like, revenge is on.
Like an opinion.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to bring to light that they were allegedly dating for 4 months. 4 months. Mm-hmm. So was this a boo or was this a boo take all? Okay. I don't know. Because like if it's hard to say somebody's in a relationship as a con artist, it's hard to say that someone's in a relationship because look, you can't ghost on a marriage, you know what I mean? Like you can, but there's paperwork, you know what I mean? There's a paper trail. We gonna know that you signed some shit and said you was in a relationship with this person, but if I say we not together no more, guess what? I can just stop talking to my boyfriend tomorrow and then I don't have a boyfriend no more.
Right.
That's how boyfriends work.
Yeah. By definition,
if I just don't see him and speak to him anymore, I don't even have to give him an explanation. We not together.
Right.
So I think that Jedediah,
assuming it's Jedediah.
Jedediah.
In reality, what else could it be?
I think that he was single as a dollar bill when he went on The Bachelorette. And this girl, I mean, I guess y'all were together the night before. That don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm glad that she's getting her story to People Mag. I hope that she doctored all these text messages and that this is not even real. And I hope that she has a singing career that jumps off right after.
Yes, she's also a singer.
She's also a singer as well.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is juicy. This is now.
Do it
like
Taylor Swift style.
Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah.
She got to come out with some song like The Bachelor. I don't even know. There's a song there, girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Will you accept this rose?
Right. Yeah.
I went on his Spotify and he's a horrible musician. So I was like, what did you think was going to happen? You thought this show was going to give you talent?
Oh, everybody's a horrible musician until you get in the right hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
You just need some auto tune and some Little Nas X.
Right. As we'll learn later, you can't even get a Hollywood star if you're a reality show. So he just DQ'd himself from having a career in many ways by going on The Bachelorette.
Well,
but I don't, I agree with Lacey's analysis that like this doesn't necessarily mean he had a girlfriend while he was on the show.
Okay, but there is information that apparently they went to the Bahamas before he left and he said, I love you.
Oh.
Oh, now we're into the I love you.
You know how many people I told I love because they took me to the Bahamas. I told everybody I loved them when I went to the Bahamas. But, come on now. Yeah,
we can still take, I mean, assuming the text messages aren't doctored. That is weird of him to be like, I'm just going on this to promote. Because that, I mean, that's
well,
just
he was
a douchey
like, babe,
thing to say.
If I, right. When I come back, it'll just make us stronger.
This is just good for my brand.
It's on her. Like,
well, I know. It's
she,
like,
the minute he said he was going on the show, you're like, oh, we're done then.
Right.
Yeah, surely.
Well, he also said that he was tired of his daddy having to pay his rent, okay? So he had to.
So he's going to be an independent talent show man.
Right, exactly.
I have to go be independent on this reality show.
Right. I'm sure your dad is thrilled.
Okay, I'm going to have ABC pay my rent.
Right.
So, but we don't know how it ends. He might win. That's the thing.
I would love
really
it if
kinda,
he won.
We don't know.
Right.
Mm. So the Bachelorette is somewhere just like being like, mother.
If he won, she is strangling him to death right now. Yeah. And he will be dead soon. We'll know if he dies in the next few days that he won. Because she's actually crazy. Like, she's known for being crazy. She calls herself Hannah Beast. So
I love
really?
It. Oh. She's the most fun Bachelorette I think there's been in a while. Oh, and she's such a significant reflection of the times changing for women. Because to get to see her just be making out and just riding on everybody.
Yeah,
like
she's also very horny.
Like a pony, honey. It's like, she's just out at the carnival on a little pony ride. Like, like everybody, she's on them. I love it.
She'll go and pick another guy, like, come on down.
And no
she'll,
one's
like,
slut-shaming her. At least I haven't
them.
Seen a lot of that.
No.
I'm very happy. I'm like, yeah, you better kiss on all them sexy ass men and then send them home.
Yeah, I think it's also because she's been like, I'm insane.
Right.
I'm insane. I'm a mess. And I'm also formerly Miss Alabama, so you know I'm crazy.
Right.
So, and
you know
like,
I'm not getting an abortion when this show finishes.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm trapping someone tonight.
Right.
actually an interesting thing. They won't let her comment on the Alabama stuff.
Who won't? The Bachelorette?
ABC won't let her comment.
Oh, because they want everybody's money, honey. Yeah. They don't need the conservatives to turn the TV
off. They're like, someone asked her a question and ABC was like, cut, nope, don't answer that. Don't answer that.
So
they
literally threw their body in front of
the camera.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's talk about Olympic events because, you know, the Olympics are coming up, I guess.
Oh, yeah, man.
Another year.
They're always coming up.
Tokyo 2020. Yep. We're all getting ready.
Who cared more about paying off the Olympic Committee than they did their own infrastructure?
Exactly.
And I think it's 2024 is Paris. Who's
2028 is Los Angeles.
Gotcha.
I believe. Yeah. So
we're all going to Airbnb our places.
That's my career goal is to not live here in 2028. Somehow find
guys,
a way to
you,
not
you
live.
Guys remember Sochi? Sochi. I have fond memories of that Olympics with like the wild dogs roaming the streets
mm-hmm.
and you know, crumbling infrastructure. That was a fun Olympics.
Now, one thing about Russian wild dogs, I've seen multiple viral videos where like dogs in Moscow like know how to take the subway, and Russian wild dogs seem much smarter than other wild dogs. Can you confirm?
Dude, they can open doors like the fucking velociraptors in Jurassic Park.
They're testing the fences. But anyways, Paris just did a process where they provisionally confirmed various sports for the 2024 Olympics, and we got some bangers on the list, guys. We've got sport climbing, surfing, skateboarding, and get ready for it, break dancing.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, exactly. So this seems on its surface cool to me. I cannot be against breakdancing having a more mainstream audience. At the same time, it does seem like it's going to be one of those judge-based Olympic
That's
events.
That's what I hate.
Yeah.
I hate judge-based Olympic events.
Yeah. Where it's just like, well, what you see here. And then you have like the really snobby retired ones who are like, that is bullshit after like somebody does something that seems miraculous
mm-hmm.
to you.
Right,
and
right.
Just like, well, that was a clear point deduction because her toe was pointing down instead of parallel to the ground when she landed that literally superpower miraculous jump.
Well, let's
on
just
fucking ice skates.
Let's just widely speculate here, guys.
Yeah.
So, do you think that in breakdancing, Olympic breakdancing, outfits are going to play as much as a role as they do in figure skating.
Ooh. Oh, they have to. They have to.
And what would be your fancy breakdancing outfit?
Yeah. Big pants and like track suits, like the most bedazzled track suits.
Yeah. Like the old retro ones. Are you picturing the Adidas ones?
Like with an old bucket hat
down the side? Yeah, with the
But I'm picturing that, but like decked out like figure skating outfits, like right, with sequins. And shit, you know?
Yeah. Wait, does this also mean that you could have theoretically Adidas or Nike official Olympic breakdancing shoes?
I mean, breakdancing gear and breakdancing athletic wear is a whole new market that seems like it's
the officially licensed breakdancing gold chain.
I wonder if after you, when you finish a routine, you know how gymnasts do that like arms in the air like thing to the, I wonder if you do the like arms folded, like crossed all the way thing that like Run DMC used to do on album covers and that my parents do if they're trying to like act like they're rappers.
Act you like, know, the, and they're the here crossed, to say?
The crossed arms, yeah. Walking down the street just the other day when I...
Here's my question as well. Let's speculate this. Is there, because I don't know the answer, is there age limits for gymnasts?
Well,
and so, would there be an age for this?
That's the question that I had on this is like, is it like those Olympic sports where your body breaks down at a certain point and you can't keep doing it? Or is it so skill-based that, you know, somebody can still do it into their 50s just because it's all about knowing how to spin around 45 times on top of your head? And also, what will music, like, what will it be modern music? Will it just be up to the performer?
And then... Also, because I feel like every 4 or 5 months I see another video of like a 9-year-old girl crushing some sort of breakdancing moves.
Yeah.
So will she, is she eligible for the 2024 team?
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah. I'm only picturing like in my mind's ear, it's that dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. That's like the song for every single performance, but that can't be true. Yeah,
the article that I was reading about this too said they also wanted they wanted to know some other sports that were worthy considering, and they listed disc golf, which I'd be fine with, ultimate frisbee,
right,
and paintball.
Yeah,
paintball
would be really interesting.
Then you're essentially just pretending war with other countries, right?
Right. Yeah, and I guess the whole point of the Olympics is not to do that.
Right. That's just like, okay, who, like, because then you would use your own military soldiers for your paintball
team, soldiers,
wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But
why is there no like high production value like multi-cam paintball tournaments on TV? It seems like that should be a thing. That would
be
a lot of fun to watch. There has to be.
There has to be. Like ESPN Classic has to have some like Saturday at 4 while like the World Cup final is happening and they can't compete with it. They just put on the Johnsonville Brat Cornhole Championships, which is a gem to watch.
Oh,
when is cornhole going to be an Olympic event?
I mean, the fact that it isn't is really disappointing.
It's got to be. I don't think it's left this country yet, though.
I do wonder if it's like bowling, boring to watch because the people are so good that the same thing just happens every single time. Like they don't even touch the board. It's just
I'm going to tell you, I deep dove, guys, into some cornhole championship when you're on the road doing shows, and a lot of times you're just, I'll just stay here in the hotel, I guess, and watch TV till I have to leave for the theater. And the great thing about it is how defensive they get, so you do get this element of like they make it harder for each other based on how they throw, and they don't all put them right in.
Oh, they don't?
No, I'm sure there's some that are going to get better. Also, when I said it hasn't left this country, I could hear people in at least Canada yelling at me. I'm sure cornhole's made its way to Canada.
We invented it.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Ohio did. But I'll argue on that all day. And if you're in Illinois, it's not even called cornhole. It's just called bags. That's what we call it.
They call it bags?
It's just called bags. In Chicago, Rochelle, Illinois, everywhere that I was born and raised, it's just
you guys want to play bags?
You brought your bag set?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I hope cornhole makes it in. Paris would seem like the appropriate place for cornhole, right?
Yeah. I mean, that is the you know, culture leader of our cities and yeah. the culture leader of our, you know, Big Ten parking lot oh, football sure. game drinking games.
Agreed.
So, yeah. Noel, any sports that you want to see given a go at the Olympics? Anything you have?
I don't know. I mean, I think you guys covered some of the more odd ones, but like, I'm really fascinated with curling. Like, I know this is already a thing, but it's basically like a giant, like, large scale game of shuffleboard on ice where someone's like sweeping the, you know, ice in front of the whatever, the mm-hmm. curling stone or whatever. Yeah. And the whole culture of it is fascinating. And it's like a very zen thing and not much seems to happen, but I can't look away. It's a very interesting sport.
Okay, you
kind of want to know more about the history of curling.
No, you brought yourself back here because you should check out The Losers on Netflix. There it's a documentary series that goes over people who failed in their like athletic attempts, and one of them is all about curling and talks about this, I guess it's like the most prestigious tournament that they do in Canada uh-huh. and goes back to the days when you could do it. Like, they would have their tournaments. You'd have a cigarette hanging out of your mouth and a beer in one hand, like, while playing.
Oh,
and
really?
Interviews all these old guys. And it's you can obviously tell by the title that somebody doesn't win. But it's extremely good. And if you enjoy curling on a cultural and historical level, I would recommend The Losers on Netflix.
I think it's episode four. Is it available on DVD? I will only watch it if I can watch it on Blu-ray.
I thought
your rule was you would buy it on DVD, then watch it on Netflix.
On Netflix. There you go.
Yeah, you know, I'm not being very consistent today, but you're right. No, that does sound awesome. Is it other sports? Like, it's like a whole bunch of different... Like,
yeah, one... You
know, that would be so fucked up if it was just called The Losers and it was just about curling.
Like,
yeah.
like implying that everyone that curls
curlers
is a loser.
In it, yeah. But they're just like, yeah, it's called The Losers.
There's a great one about a boxer. There's another one about this soccer football league in... the UK, where if you lose so many times in a row, you get like kicked out. You like lose your team. Your town loses your team.
Oh my
and
God.
The story of these just perennial losers trying to not lose their town's team. It's really, really good. I recommend that series on Netflix.
I'll definitely check it out. Begrudgingly.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And then I wanted to talk real quickly about, have you guys been watching Euphoria?
No, it's like teens doing, it's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And doing drugs.
2019, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So I heard there were like 36 penises in one episode, like in one scene, like fully, you know, fully shown.
Yeah, I guess there was.
I can't even picture what led to that. Like, what is the scenario that requires 30? It must have been like a locker room situation. That's the only thing I can
imagine. Or somebody wanted a world record.
Right.
It's possible.
Yeah. I think it was a lineup, actually, of 36. No, that's not. It was a locker room scene, and we're bringing in our Euphoria expert, super producer, Anna Hosnier, who has been watching it. Hello, Anna.
Yeah, now I haven't seen the show. No, I'm sure. But I'm really good at just kind of guessing.
Right. No, but you like it, right? You're saying it's good?
I do. And you know the weenie scene, as I like to call male weenies, genitals,
sure,
the
yeah.
weenies.
Yep.
It was actually a very funny exploration of kind of like male like toxic masculinity. It's very funny because it's just like this dude who just can't deal. Like, he's just, like, so broed out. They're like, all these dicks in the locker room? Like, how inappropriate. Like, he's just the worst. He's the worst dude ever. He can't deal with anything. And it explains why he's, like, so deeply, like, a toxic monster. And hey guys, guess what? Your father ruined you. But, I mean, who didn't know that? But anyway, yeah, it's a great... It's an interesting show because it shows all these young kids and then like the reasons why they're on drugs or like why they like to experiment. But it's also like, I wouldn't say it's like based in reality because there's so much like she buys her drugs from like a really like thugged out like 8-year old. Like it's like really weird.
Oh, it's
and
like over the top.
It's like over the top, but it's also... I think the concept of Euphoria is you're living on this other planet, like in your head, and it has vibes of that where like things sometimes doesn't feel real. But I think that kind of adds to like the aspect of the fact that you're on drugs, so like nothing's real. And some argue like, oh, it glorifies drug use. But then like you also kind of see these like really shitty aspects of it. Like you see her like the girl, first of all, Zendaya, oh.
Yeah, you've been
amazing actress.
You've just been making that noise over and over again every time.
I don't know where she's from or anything like previous to this. I do remember some newscaster made a racist comment about her hair once, but that's about as much as I know from her. But like seeing her come in very fresh from my perspective, I think she's killing it.
Yeah.
I mean, like you see like the real dark sides of like kids fucking fighting with their parents. Like things where you like kind of feel it from your own childhood. Like, oh yeah, I was like, you know.
Yeah.
Psycho as well. Still am.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that terrifies me most about having kids is that they will one day do things half as stupid as I did when I was a teenager.
Yeah. They'll threaten to kill you just out of pure madness.
Wonderful.
Because they're children. I mean, it's not like they're really going to. I mean, hey, look, I'm not here to judge if your child kills you. But like, you know, like in I remember, you know, as a kid who abused drugs, like in my most vulnerable, like true insecure moments, like I've said and done things that were incredibly not okay to my parents. Like I've screamed, I've thrown shit, like I've just lost my fucking mind because I just want to go get high and my parents are just trying to be like, no, you're 17, no.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I think it captures that very well.
Yeah, I mean, so the New York Times wrote an article about how this generation of teenagers, like our current teenagers are actually the, like, they use drugs less than any group of teenagers in recent history. They smoke less. They have less sex. They're getting into fewer car accidents, getting into fewer physical fights. So their point was kind of, why are we making this show Euphoria, that is like the most boundary pushing show about teen sex and teen drug use, when like this is the least, you know, sexually active and drug dependent group of teenagers. But I like, one of the things that the show talks about is how I think it says teenagers, like, your love language today as a teenager is nudes and like
needs,
but that, like, that doesn't necessarily mean you're sexually active just because you're like sending nudes back and forth.
Also, I think that would fall under GIFs.
Right.
Yeah, right. Because it's quality time.
Yeah.
GIFs.
Yeah.
It's acts of service.
Yeah, there you go.
Affirming words and physical touch.
Yeah.
So maybe affirming words and GIFs. That's where nudes fall into.
Yeah. But, and it is like, yeah, even if they aren't abusing the drugs that people our age did, like, suicide among teens is rising, the incidence of certain mental health problems is going up, vaping has taken off in a way that is alarming public health officials.
So it sounds like they're saying that, like, there are issues here that you could highlight in a teen drama.
Right.
But the idea that the issues are how fucking drunk and crazy and drug addled they're getting is not really
right.
Where the spots are.
Yeah, exactly. Like, one of the things that people have pointed to is that because people kind of grow up these days with helicopter parents who don't let them, like, out of the house and don't let them, like, go out and make mistakes for themselves, they're safer, but that also fucks with your ability to, like, solve problems for yourself, mm-hmm. and that's a cause of anxiety and depression.
That's crazy, because I feel like everyone I grew up with was so on drugs. That's really weird. So was it like millennial? It kind of slowly petered out with millennials when we all started ODing at 27, and then like,
yeah,
the younger generations were like, whatever. Like, I don't know what anything young is anymore. But like,
well, I mean, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and she's basically like already a teenager. Like,
she's vaping.
Kind of addicted to social media. She's not vaping yet, but like, she's kind of addicted to social media. All her friends are. There's that whole like comparing yourself to other people culture that we all probably suffer from too. But with kids, I think it's even more like pointed, and you know, I think it's definitely a cause of probably some of those increases in suicide rates, because everything's kind of broadcast out there, like what other kids have that you don't have, mm-hmm. or like how cool other people are and the way you compare yourself to it. I think that's absolutely a bigger part of it today with, you know, younger kids than drugs, for sure.
Yeah, I do find myself sometimes, I'll be like, I'm gonna sit down and smoke some weed, but then I start literally scrolling through Instagram and then I forget to smoke the weed.
I was gonna make this joke, but I wonder how much of it's true. Is in a Freakonomics way where you like, oh, this is actually tied to that. I wonder how much screen time has to do with the lifestyles of teenagers now,
like being less drug dependent,
or just more,
because you get high off likes, really.
I mean, those endorphins are real.
Yeah.
If I can break 100 likes on a photo, I probably won't smoke weed for like 3 days.
You know, something kind of weird. I don't know how much this ties into this, but I recently put out a post on Twitter about my opinion of these child detainees, and I wished to myself that there was a way to turn off like notifications, mm-hmm. because I could feel myself being like, oh, I'm glad that so many people that I like or know or respect are liking this opinion that I have.
Yeah.
But that felt shitty to me because I didn't want to be getting positive released endorphins off of something that I was just trying to say, hey, enough of this shit. Do you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. it happens to you regardless, that you can say something for altruistic reasons and end up getting a selfish benefit from it.
Yeah.
Which feels shitty.
Yeah. And another thing they point to in this New York Times article is that the fact that kids from a very young age have access to like all the pornography that's ever been made on the internet,
mm-hmm.
Probably has something to do with the fact that they are less likely to be immediately sexually active in their teenage years. We have to get this story in, guys. Charmin has put out a what they're calling a forever roll of toilet paper. It's impractically huge. It looks like one of those giant wheels of cheese. But they claim it can last you a month of just near constant shitting. And it's 12 inches, the equivalent of 24 toilet paper rolls. And it's being hailed as the toilet paper roll for millennials because it cuts down on, because we can't afford space.
So insulting. You know,
we all live in a box. And so, you know,
I mean,
we can only
but by choice.
Right. Yeah. No, totally. But it's basically the idea that what are the two things millennials hate? They don't have any space to live in, and they hate leaving the house. This takes care of that. You have toilet paper roll that you can eat off of. It can be like your kitchen table.
I use toilet paper for every what millennials do is we kill industries and we use toilet paper for literally every purpose. So like placemats, napkins, paper towels,
engagement rings,
casts if we break our legs because we don't have health insurance.
You just wrap your arm in toilet paper and dip it in the toilet and hardens up.
To dress up as mummies or to actually use in funerary rituals because, again, we don't have any money.
There you go. But yeah, this is...
I'm still not quite clear on the concept of what makes this toilet paper so special that millennials
A lot of it.
It's 24 rolls. It's
big.
It's
real big.
But they're compact or?
Nope. No, it's just it's like a cartoon size. They made the biggest toilet paper roll ever.
But how's that supposed to help me with space?
Because think about how much space 24 rolls of toilet paper takes up. It's like a giant box.
Visualizing it.
Right. Mm. Whereas 20...
This is just a giant wheel.
Yeah, it's just one wheel.
Like a cheese wheel of...
A cheese wheel of
Holy
toilet paper.
Crap.
It looks it's exactly the size of a wheel of Parmesan cheese.
I see.
Yeah.
How's that... That's not going to fit in my little toilet roll dispenser.
So the other genius thing is that they're providing the toilet roll dispensers.
That's how they get you. They get you coming and going. It's like the computer. Like, here's our new Apple computer and here's the toilet roll stick.
Right.
Wait, could you use
it's
that?
It's actually on a subscription service.
I see.
So
it pays for itself. The savings, like 6 years in, you're printing. Basically printing
toilet roll cloud that you have to subscribe to. That'd be really funny, like an automated toilet paper dispenser. It has the toilet paper in there, but if your subscription runs out, it's just like, and then it knows at your moment of need, and it's like, suddenly the toilet paper is now $20. Apply.
Yeah, that's how they get you, man.
Get you coming and going to the bathroom. Get it?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Jack's never going to let me on this podcast again.
I think I literally said, "What the hell is wrong with you?" during our
break. You did. There was
never seen you that angry.
I've never seen him that angry either.
We do have to talk about the ad that is
for Boyhood.
Yes, the ad
for
masculinity.
Boyhood.
So I don't know how to talk about this because it's like a spoiler. I guess if you haven't seen the ad for Boyhood that turns out not to be the ad for Boyhood, watch it now. Pause this and go watch
it now.
There's
what is it, like 2 minutes?
Yeah,
it's like a
2.5 minutes.
It's very long.
So it follows the life of a boy as he is born, grows up, pees outside for the first time. Gets in his first fight.
Becomes an incel.
Yeah, becomes an incel. Becomes an incel.
In the commercial.
Travels to Asia and is cured of his incelness, falls in love, and then goes.
And by this point, you're weeping.
Moves
you're
out.
You're just weeping.
Yeah, grows his hair back. When his girlfriend dumps
him,
he shaves his head.
And then he gets a beard when he goes to Asia
because he learns.
He gets it.
Yeah, and then.
It's so crazy. The whole time I was trying to guess what it was an ad for. I was like, Trojans. Halliburton, and like it could be
Trojans would have been funny because it would have been like this person should not exist.
It seemed like there was so much you saw. Like I was like, this has to do something about like there's a lot of
sex.
There's a lot of sex. There's you see a mother giving birth,
right?
A home birth. I'm like, surely this all must be relevant.
Oh yeah, that was a weird thing is that they have the mother giving birth in a tiny bathtub, like a water birth. Mm-hmm. Like a water birth is like supposed to be in a body of water. water.
Yeah,
but
you have
like,
to do it in like a kiddie pool at minimum.
Right. But right. whoever made this commercial just like had heard of a home birth in water.
Did not consult a doula.
Yeah. And just like had a birth in like a tiny little bathtub. Anyways, that is not the weirdest part of the ad. The weirdest part comes at the end when it shows this young man whose life we have seen flash before our eyes.
The ups and downs, the trials, the tribulations.
So the first thing we hear other than swelling string music is a woman's voice comes in and says, every day life asks you the same question. What are you going to try today? And it shows him as a grown man walk into a Subway and walk up to a Subway counter and look at the literal universe of options in front of him through the sneeze guard. So
every day life asks you over the sneeze the same question. What do you want from Subway?
Right. Here's what I take umbrage with. I wanted to know what his order was after all that.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, "Are so you're a meatball marinara guy?"
That's right. actually that's coming in the you? Next installment. There. I mean, there's going to be like two more acts where he like gets married and then gets divorced and shaves his head again and then, you know, like loses right. custody of his kids and then he has to decide what he wants at Subway again. Yeah. And then he reconnects and then the third installment he reconnects with his kids and they go to Subway together.
Also,
and it's an arc.
The relationship with the girl, it's not like they're dating. He kisses a girl and then he sees her talking to a guy and like touch hands and then he goes and shaves his head. It's just such an unnecessarily aggressive move.
I
mean, he appears to be an only child. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, they're not a lot as explained, but I thought it was going to be for a jeans, you know, like, because all the commercials that you don't know used to just be for jeans.
This was a cast off right. of a Levi's ad.
Yeah. Like, yeah. They just added in the last shot of the Subway. Because he's right. not even, you don't even see him in a Subway.
Right.
You see him with kind of like the background is pretty blank and then it cuts to, they're not even yeah. in the same shot. It
That's
literally could have been for anything.
That's true.
Yeah, my theory was that they like someone took this demented student film and just shopped it around. They're like, who will pay me to just put an image of an yeah. employee and their sneeze guard at the end of the set? I mean, I'm sure they wanted this to happen and it's working and we're playing right into their hands. But I was like, holy shit.
They're not that good.
You know what this proves is that ads really are art, and
yes,
people
that's
that
what this proves.
Work in advertising are actually artists, but better because they make money.
Mm-hmm. Someone I worked with yesterday like showed us a really long Apple commercial and was like, see, like commercials can be filmmaking. And then today we showed him this, and he's like, well, I guess maybe I was wrong.
That's amazing. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you. The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back.
Finally, what is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
That men can't compliment women anymore. I sort of keep hearing this now in the light of kind of Me right. Too, that it's like, you can't even compliment a woman anymore. And I say, you can, you just may not get the response you want.
Right.
Like, you've always been able to. The caveat to that also is, like, if you're shouted from the top of a building.
Right.
Or out of a moving car, if, like, the Doppler effect applies to it. Yeah. You're like, nice tits. Like, that kind of that. Right. Then it's.
That's a compliment.
Right.
Yeah, I yield it to you at 8 a.m.
Right.
Yeah, that's when it tips into, like, sort of street harassment, right?
Right.
So there's, but you can still pay compliments. But we're hearing a lot now, like, well, you just can't even talk to women. And we're like, yeah, you can. Just, you're going to be called out if you're a dick.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of tired of hearing from guys, no, you can't even.
Yeah.
I just want to put a PSA out there to those guys, which is that if you're saying that, you're a nasty, creepy motherfucker. And here's why. Because if you feel like you can't talk to women anymore, that means the way you were talking to women before was trash.
Yes.
Okay? That means what you were doing was wrong. And now you're like, man, you can't even grab a woman booty no more.
Right.
Like, no,
exactly.
Sir. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You have a problem. I've never met a normal man who's come up to me and been like, oh, you look nice today. Oh, you know what? I shouldn't say that anymore because I don't want you to sue me. Like, people
right.
know the appropriate, people who have a gauge of what's appropriate and what's right. not appropriate have never lost that. It's just the people who were running amok because no one was, you know, reprimanding them that now feel stifled. It's
yeah.
like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're hurting my right to be a douche.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's
so if
the
you're
same,
saying that, know you're gross. And know we know you're gross.
It's the same thing. It's revealing for the same reasons people who are like, you can't be funny anymore.
Yeah, right.
It's like, yeah, so your brand of funny was just saying racist and sexist
right.
stuff.
The punchline was racism.
Yeah. To, you liked punching down, and we're no longer think that's as hilarious as we used to. All right. Let's talk about how we do fame on this side of the Atlantic. The Walk of Fame. There's renewed interest in whether Donald Trump should have a star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. So the Hollywood City Council had a vote and said, no, he should not. We should get rid of it. And the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce has fully just ignored that vote, which I guess is like most city council votes of any type. They just kind of get ignored. So one question that people had is like why he has one to begin with, since he is only known for being a reality star and also a rich guy in Home Alone 2, which by the way.
Oh,
is
and an episode of Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah, which freaked me out when I saw him on there. I was like, he was on this? Samantha had a meeting with him.
Yeah, like they flirted across the bar. Or something.
Yeah.
Hi, Donald.
Donald Trump. I want some of that Trump.
So it turns out you basically buy yourself a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It costs $30,000 mm-hmm. to get yourself nominated, and then they'll pretty much vote you in if you pay them enough money. Absolute Vodka has a star.
Come on.
L'Oreal has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. but like one of the rules that they hold kind of steadfast to is that you can't get a Hollywood star as a reality star. And like, so people have been like, why would Trump have it? And they claim it's because of his work as a producer for the Miss America pageant, that's why he has a Hollywood star.
I think that they're not going to take his star away because it's just like the internet. Like, if you're a negative troll, you're still giving people more visibility and more views and more likes by being negative. So Donald Trump's star getting constantly defaced and people constantly visiting it, that is driving traffic to the Walk of Fame.
Literal
and that's
traffic.
The whole point yeah. of the Walk of Fame in the first place.
Oh, yeah. Was that an explosion for a truth bomb?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
Thank you, Dan. But yeah, so they're like, love it or hate it, like, people are still coming to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, so they're never going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And it has to be, like, policed now. They've had people, like, you know, around it because it gets defaced so often now.
Somebody put up a golden toilet on it. Someone put it behind prison bars. Someone built a little wall around it. And somebody smashed it to smithereens with a pickaxe. So, yeah, the ultimate point is that it is basically a cheap way to buy a publicity stunt, getting a Hollywood Walk of Fame star, and yeah. it's not.
So all
worth
we need is that $15 million loan from our parents,
right?
Yeah,
and that's we can it. All get one.
That's right.
Yeah. I plan on buying it. I will have a $30,000 star at some point in my life.
The thing yeah. that I found,
I'll be like, thank you so much. Who gave this to me? Oh my God! I'm gonna act like I had nothing to do with it.
The thing that I found most offensive about this, one chamber representative said, somebody asked, or I guess Kanye was saying that Kim Kardashian should get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame since she is like one of the most famous people in the world
she
right
should.
Now. And the person from the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce said, she needs to get a real acting job, then come to us.
She has had a real acting job.
Right.
She was in that Tyler Perry movie. She was in that Ray J movie. my girl got credits.
And I mean, her performance was very convincing.
Convincing. Yeah. In all of them.
Yeah.
In all of them.
So she can't have it because she's a reality star.
Yes. Is
Paris Hilton got one then? Because she was in House of Wax. Was it House of Wax?
Yeah, she was in that little horror film. You're right. Yeah. I don't know, but I think that they are going to have to change that because Cardi B started out as a reality TV star. She was on Love and Hip Hop, and now she's a Grammy Award winning artist. Like, what do you mean? Like, people do reality TV show like it's nothing now.
Right.
But she's got the Grammys, I guess, and the music. So there you go. Because of that, you can have
she'll
it.
Be a recording artist.
So what's the litmus?
Kim can't get it for being a lawyer.
Right. So that can't be your only qualification as being a reality star, I think.
Okay.
So you have to have something in the arts.
But the whole thing is just complete bullshit is, I guess, the point. It's just like that guy's claim is that because he thinks Kim Kardashian isn't culturally of value, but then Donald Trump like
is?
Is of value because of what?
People need to stop hating on Kim K, and I hate that I'm saying this. I say it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, stealing from everyone, making money off of it, cultural appropriation, we talked about it. But on the other hand, like, y'all are just mad because she's a beautiful woman who made money, essentially started making money from sex, and then made money in a lot of different ways. And nobody wants to see it like a quote-unquote hoe win. But hoes is winning. And I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her. So they need to give her star because she's so culturally relevant. Come on.
Oh,
she's like
God,
world famous. Like, you can't deny it.
Well, I know that she's doing this. She wants to be like her dad, who got OJ off, not in a way. That was me doing a masturbating time. But
she made a wanking.
But it was kind of like, oh, so she's been championing, trying to get people out of like who've been wrongfully imprisoned.
She's
and
got
stuff.
People out of jail.
So that's all pretty good.
With
but then it kind of lands with, and it's all going to be a TV series. And you're like, does everything have to be televised? Because you can do this and you can do some good and you can use your platform and your position. But why do we need to see a TV series about it? Then it just becomes like fodder.
Right.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, the black women are getting out of jail. So I don't care if they're on TV. And hell, it might help them because ex-cons, like, you don't get jobs when you come out of jail. And we all know that. So maybe now the black woman can also be selling some makeup and some lipsticks. You know, so hey.
Yeah. Unlike Kylie Jenner. Like, just admit that you've had surgery.
Right.
That's the thing. You can't be mad at Kim for looking that way. She paid a lot of money for it. And actually what it means is that anyone can.
Right.
If you can just get some money for surgery, you can all look
amazing.
Yeah, everyone could. You know, it's just a choice, isn't it? Right? Yeah. If you want to.
All right, let's stay on this same tip because Anna, you wanted to talk about the article you wrote for BuzzFeed called "The 34 Kinds of Tattoos That Look Insanely Hot on Guys."
Talk about comparing yourself to immeasurable ideals.
This is going to be like the Andy Rooney part at the end of 60 Minutes. We just let Anna go off.
Oh, this needs to always happen.
I found this article because I clicked on like the 20 tattoos tattoo artists are sick of doing. And mm-hmm. I had never heard of any of them. Like, I was like, what?
Enough.
Like, why are they so over these?
What would those be?
They were like cats with crowns. I was like, oh, who?
I thought you were going to say like simple state outlines.
Well, that too, like skylines.
Yeah.
What are you, basic? Just kidding.
Yeah, no, I am.
First of all,
I am basic.
If you became a tattoo artist, like you kind of just have to realize people are going to come in and be like, it says faith. You know, like in some like weird language. It's like, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
Everyone,
you open a burger shop, guess what? Yeah. You're going to get asked to make a lot of burgers.
Yeah. It's a weird thing to be like, I am so sick of these skylines. It's like, get over it. You're a tattoo artist. Try and make it better for yourself. Anyway, so then, you know, through that, because BuzzFeed is filled with lists.
Mm-hmm. My love language.
I found 34 kinds of tattoos that look insanely hot on guys, which... unnecessary. The most unnecessary thing, because none of it matters. It's like nothing reminds you more that we're all going to die in like 30 years than a list of hot guys with tattoos.
How was your date last night? Horrible, except for the fact that he had the hottest tattoos.
I literally just told him to show me his forearm, and then I just masturbated and I left.
He's portrait of his grandmother.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the hottest tattoo I have ever seen.
Well, anyway, so you know, some of the options were like triangle tattoo.
A triangle?
That's all it said?
Just a triangle?
Wait, like the Triforce from Zelda?
Sure.
I mean, that's
like
a dope
any
triangle
sort of
tattoo.
Triangle
just
tattoo.
All triangles?
Yeah.
Pants creamed. Okay.
I literally thought you were reading the next tattoo.
Pants creamed.
And then straight line.
Whoa.
Because what else tells you you're... literal sexual orientation for the woman to understand that you're down a fuck a vagina than a straight line.
Yeah.
Panties implode. Okay. Song lyric.
What?
What?
I am so horny.
Right.
So
wait, that's one of the hottest? These are hottest
yes,
ones?
Song
lyric. I mean, if you do have a line from Gordon Lightfoot's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald on your forearm.
I like his earlier stuff.
Sundown?
No, you've gotten very quiet. Do you have all of these tattoos?
I have zero tattoos, actually. I've been like toying with getting one, but maybe I'll look at this list and make it happen.
Yeah, you know, like you can get yourself a nautical inspired one. Like, have you been on a boat?
I have set foot on a boat, yes.
Okay,
I've got my sea legs.
Wait, is that in one of the lists too? Nautical?
Yeah, like an anchor. Because you're so anchored.
Why not just the Nautica
with
logo?
Your own toxic masculinity.
Wait, an just inspirational like... quote is one of the.
That's hot a hot quote. Tattoo, dude.
Oh my God. It just jizzed everywhere.
Oh God. Anna.
Wait, but does location matter? Like, if it's a nautical theme, does it have to be in a particular place? Does it be like a lower back anchor? Or, like, does that make a difference?
It doesn't
like,
matter, Noel. Nothing matters.
Okay, nothing,
I think that's what we've learned here
but
today.
One of them was like a tattoo that peeks out. That was like one of them. It was just
like from the sleeve?
Yeah, like anywhere that's just like, ooh.
So this is just
what's
a badly
there?
Written article.
It's peeking out from an otherwise conservative outfit.
So like some of them are a nautical tattoo and the other is one that peeks out.
Yeah, I just imagine like Ben Shapiro with like a tattoo peeking out of his like neck. We're like, does he have a neck tattoo?
But you know,
I am horny.
I think that's what they mean.
Yeah. Right.
Like Yadier Molina's neck tattoo.
Yeah. That's so hot.
It's really, yeah. And then, you know, other ones are like coordinates.
Coordinates?
To where? Like longitude, latitude? Like, where do you have to be? Is this like memento? Can you not remember where your family lives? Like, what's your deal? You're so hot. Is your entire personality
so
based off this goddamn fucking tattoo?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
Thank you for writing that article.
Yeah,
thank
you for crushed explaining it.
None of these tattoos matter, you guys. Nothing makes you hot except for, you know, like being nice to your mom. And that's about it. Like, just right. Be nice to your mom and other women around you. And that's the hottest thing you can really bring to the table. Your tattoo doesn't matter. Your body is rotting away within climate control. So, like, don't even think about it. Just, like, be nice to women.
Wait,
and that's it.
Even if we're on drugs, we have to be nice to our mom?
What if I got the tattoo, dude. Be nice to women?
Shit.
Wait, I'm passing away.
Be nice. Believe women would be a good...
Believe women. That might actually be kind of attractive.
I think I'm dying from how horny I am.
I'm going to get that tattooed.
Yeah, that's actually a great... Just believe women across your chest.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show. If you like the show, means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.